Okay, everybody, we're back to Instagram. Wednesday we had a snowstorm, so we are combining Mark's at a round table and the podcast together. So it is going to be the Instagram of the tables. It's a joke, but
I was going to say Mark's at the Instagram, but
so we got Dave Keener today, Ricky Riot, James Weiss. Dave Shipwreck will be back in a couple minutes, and the Black IRS, Dave Walker's here. Fran is working on the page tonight. Jamak is going to be here later on tonight, so you'll see JCL here. So this week is a little bit running around. We have Ring of Honor bringing in Austin Aries, trying to take on the TV champion at the next show.
He's all over the place.
He is. He is the belt collector.
Yeah.
So.
He's got a pretty good collection so far, if you ask me.
Dude, like, he has.
Nobody did.
He has, like, he has contracts, but his contract states that he can go anywhere he wants and, like, win titles.
It's what the Hardys did when they were in TNA.
It's like.
It's an independent contract.
It's good because that helps out, put names out there for, like, different promotions.
Well, what titles? Like, go through the list.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I know he has the IPW, Defiant.
He's got the TNA World Champ.
TNA World title.
That's the Impact title.
Yeah. Whatever. TNA Impact. Whatever the hell it is.
He has four, right? What was the fourth?
I thought he had five. No, he lost one. He had the Grand Championship, but he lost it to Matt Sydal.
Okay. I think he's going to get the HOH title.
The Twitch title?
Yes, I think he's going to get it at the show on the 24th. That you're going to be there with me.
Yes, I will be there.
So we're going to go Facebook Live and see how crazy that's going to be for us.
Sounds good to me. Definitely. So, see how many people can get
I'll be
there.
In Delaware for DCW. So
if you want to go Facebook Live and try to do something with us. And
I'll try it. I'll post it if I can.
So far... Dude, pay-per-view tonight, Fastlane 2018. We got the six-pack challenge. We got
Tag team titles.
We got the women's title. We got
United States title.
United States title.
Yes. We got a lot of titles going on tonight. But it's more than what we seen at the last pay-per-view.
And more titles to come, too, now with 205 and NXT.
Oh, yeah. That is great news. So we'll get to the news part soon, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, because Fran's always the lead on this. You know what I mean? I'm like the
guy in the background.
Yeah, but I always take
the
lead.
He's the fucking sidekick.
But I always take the lead.
So you're Robin to his Batman?
Yes.
No.
No?
Nightwing.
Okay.
Nightwing's his own man.
That sounds better.
He used to be a Robin, so.
Shut up.
He's like Ringo to the rest of the Beatles.
So it looks like Carmella might be cashing in her Money in the Bank at WrestleMania. Do you think that's going to happen? Or do you think something's going to happen tonight?
I think something's going to happen tonight. The women's match, it's been heated for so long between Charlotte and Ruby that, you know, they're both like two down, one to go when it comes to the fair factions of the women's division on SmackDown Live. And when they were in Philly after the Rumble, we almost did see a cash-in when the Riot Squad got involved and ambushed the Blue
Monday
Queen.
Night.
On Tuesday night, not Monday night.
You're right.
And Carmella had the opportunity, but accidentally knocked the ref out of the ring. So it couldn't happen. I think tonight, I would be surprised if she did not cash in tonight. Because not only is she in a match, but I think we'll be able to find out more
about
her.
She's in the match.
She's in a match tonight, in a tag match with Natalya versus Becky Lynch
yes.
and Naomi. And I think, judging by her performance in that match, I think we might have a better idea of what she might be doing tonight.
So, yeah, I think it will happen at WrestleMania. That's my question, you know what I mean? So, I think it will be, because you're in a main area, cashing in, get the crowd go crazier than tonight. Oh, hello! The Black IRS is here! Dave Walker! Well, you just got back from counting people's taxes, huh?
Yes, and ordering a lot of you.
It's that time of year, too.
Yeah.
Everybody run.
So, what, you have a question about that?
The topic you were just talking about.
Okay, Carmella, what you got?
I think she may cash in tonight and possibly drop it at WrestleMania. Here's my reason why she might cash in tonight. If they lose, Natalya and Carmella lose early, if Becky puts her in submission, and she instantly taps, and you know she's doing an easy cash in just to save her own energy.
But my idea, it could happen. Mm-hmm. She might cash in, mm-hmm. but lose. Because we can have
a botch.
It's not a botch. It's
a Baron Corbin.
Or a John Cena.
Yeah.
But before all that, hold up.
Getting ahead of yourself. Go ahead.
Yes. So you can have that happen because, mm-hmm. dude, nobody's gonna watch a pay per view with Carmella. Because Carmella's good. You know what I mean? Carmella's good. You know what I mean? She's good, but she's not a headliner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's not big enough to be headline. So, if she cashes it at WrestleMania, it would be so much better. Because then you have Charlotte taking on whoever. Mm-hmm. Could be anybody.
Yeah.
And it will make the whole show a little bit better. See what I'm saying? But go ahead.
The only question I have about if she does decide to cash in at WrestleMania, what kind of match are you predicting that would be the base match? Like, are we going to see Charlotte versus Ruby part two? Are we going to see, like, all the SmackDown Divas competitors in the same match, but minus Carmella because maybe she's on a pre-show?
Well, here's the thing. Even if she does cash in at WrestleMania, then she's got two shots, basically, if she doesn't get pinned. That's like saying, okay, whoever wins that match, she can go, oh, wait, I have my briefcase. Bang, I'm cashing in.
That would be a first.
So, let's get to the next topic. Austin Aries.
Can I interject real quick with that?
Oh.
Reality, she hasn't worked or anything since October. She did one match in January, and she sat on the ringside the whole entire match. Maybe got in there for maybe 3 minutes.
You're talking about the Rumble, right?
No, I'm talking about an actual match.
Oh.
She did the Rumble, but that was it. Yeah. It really doesn't count because it's not a full-on
And then Survivor Series was the last thing she did, too.
So that's about it. So Carmella really has not worked.
Okay. I got you.
Okay, the other topic is Austin Aries returns to Ring of Honor. So that's good because it looks like his hatred to Ring of Honor is over with. Like, him leaving Ring of Honor in bad terms, now back into the spotlights of Ring of Honor, now trying to collect all these titles from different promotions to make him great, to piss off Vince McMahon, saying, look, I can do all this. And F you for making me lose to Enzo.
At 4:30.
Yes.
You mean Neville.
Enzo, whatever.
Yeah.
They're the same goddamn thing. Enzo sucks. He should be champion in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been NXT champion.
Yeah, he should have.
He should have titles.
Yeah, he got
But this belt collector, this belt collector gimmick is the best thing going on right now.
Like he said, we saw him that one night when he did the 45-minute
match with Rebel. Promo.
He said he is the truth in wrestling, the real truth. And honestly, I believe that he deserves everything he gets.
Yes.
From being Defiant to Ring of Honor to Impact or whatever other title he has. He deserves every single thing that Austin Aries gets to him.
It's true.
No.
And
Jim Cornette's not in Ring of Honor anymore.
So he showed up at the 16th anniversary show on Friday night. It was a good card. I didn't watch it all because I didn't have time and...
We know.
I was hoping we could have got it hooked up, but something was acting up on the... So maybe we'll watch it sometime soon, but...
YouTube it.
So it looks like he's going to take on Kenny King at the next show. So you know how much Kenny King is really good. I like him. But I still like to
another
see...
Another UFC guy going to wrestling.
I would like to see Silas Young in that match, too. Making a triple threat. Silas Young, dude, guy's amazing.
Yeah, Silas is going soon.
And people do go, but I would love to see this guy because he reminds me old school.
You know what I mean? Like old school Magnum TA, Dusty.
Yes,
there's a go.
Jake Roberts, Rick Rude.
Back 1984.
Yes, yeah. And that's what I love about Cyrus.
Well, he was Silas Young. Reports saying Silas Young was seen at the Performance Center about a couple months ago.
But WWE lets anybody in there to work out
and stuff like that. But
because it's a thing. Austin Aries still goes down there and works out. No. So
that's not saying he's going back. We all know that.
So that's why I brought my banana with me today, because I'm going to have a banana.
For those listening, he actually does have a banana in his hand right now. He's
it's not a banana, trust me.
I got my banana. I bought it. I can't wait to eat it. We'll have fun with it.
Why does your banana have a lot of bruises on it?
I don't know. That.
Is there something you're not telling us?
Yeah.
Yes, he was carrying it around the store manhandling it the entire time.
You guys are assholes. So.
I'm the one who wants your money, dude. I'm the major one here.
So. Oh, gosh. Come on. Get out of this. It's, it's not going fast enough. Hold up. So he has the WSW Heavyweight Champion. He has the Impact title. Shit.
He has the Defiant Championship. He has the
IPW.
Yes. And then the Impact one.
Yeah. Right.
Those are the three titles he currently has.
So, okay.
He was the Grand Prix Champion of Impact, but he lost that one.
Okay.
The grand champion. Matt said I always have that now.
Okay, next topic. UFC fighter. Oh, we need to hurry up. Wow, it's the
UFC fighter has been in talks with the WWE.
No, hold on. Let me. UFC fighter takes back WWE claims.
Oh, really? I thought he was in talks.
Apparently not anymore.
Wow. My apologies.
Wow, everything's going slow here tonight.
All right, double check the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. We figure all the phones, the two.
Right. What about, while you're doing that, can I bring up a topic?
Go ahead. It has to be news that it's going on right now.
Sheamus tweeted the other day that they've beaten everybody in the WWE and nobody's left for them to beat. Nick Jackson of the Young Bucks tweeted that you haven't beaten us yet. I got that day open. Talking about April 8th.
Yeah, it's not going to be the Young
Bucks. But I don't see it happen. Rumor has it, from what I'm hearing, it's going to be a broken WrestleMania.
Broken Hardys, basically.
There's talks about Jeff's getting cleared probably within the next couple weeks, and it's going to be Jeff and Matt versus Sheamus and Cesaro.
That's a board match right there. Yeah. I'm nothing against
that. That'll be segment two.
Nothing against the Hardys, but I'm tired.
You had your cheap pop. It's not 1999 and 1995 anymore.
Dude, we seen this. We it's over with. I don't want to see the Hardys. Like, right now, I think the whole... Because, no, it might not be the Hardy Boys, because Matt's going to be taking on Bray Wyatt. Right,
and they're doing that match.
Yes.
So you're saying that might not be at WrestleMania. It might actually be before WrestleMania.
What's going to be, an NXT TakeOver?
It could be on Raw. Because there's also speculation that after that match that Wyatt and Matt were actually going to team up.
Right. Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up, the rumors were that it was supposed to be Cena versus Undertaker at WrestleMania. Don't know, might not have him. Now they're saying that it's going to be Cena versus Rey Mysterio. But how will that pan out with the small injury Rey Mysterio has had in the past couple weeks?
Good question. Rey Mysterio's always been injured.
Knee surgery 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's like mostly injury prone for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
It's like hearing about Sabu. He can't wrestle anymore.
Bullshit. There's a show coming up with Sabu on it.
But they're telling him he can't do it anymore.
But he's going to do it anyway.
But he's going to do it because that's his love. And he's like
passion.
Terry. He's like Terry. Terry's like 90 something years old. Not really, he's not 90. Like 80, he's 76. 80.
Yeah, almost 80.
He's 76, and he still wants to wrestle.
That wasn't crazy.
The guy
I just can't give up the dream. That's all.
Dude, he loves the business.
Right.
Like, I know I'm not in the business part. You are, but I love the business too.
I love the back business. Like, I love. It's not like when you came to that show last. Saturday, and thank you all you guys for coming out last Saturday to see the show in South Philly. You saw me. I was not back the whole night. I was outside running and making sure that everything was good, the people were good, matches looked good, and everything else. When I was not reffing my matches.
Oh, I seen you out there running around.
Right.
A couple times, actually, we've seen him. Oh, by the way, the checks you gave us for coming out bounced.
Don't talk to me.
Talk to Paul. Talk Heyman. To
James Weiss.
James Weiss.
He's the guy.
I wasn't even there.
Yeah, he didn't show up.
But
he never showed the show.
I do appreciate the guys.
I would have came if I wasn't in Jersey that time.
I do appreciate the guys from the Insiguri coming out. There's a lot of other great shows coming up. March 24th, there's 5 shows in one night within the tri-state area.
But we all plan HOH. HOH is our number one show.
Right, go with HOH. I'll be at DCW in Dover. There's Capital in North Jersey that night. ECWA is running Atlantic City in the Showboat with Booker T.
Nice.
See right there, like, you want to talk about that. HOH is Insiguri's baby.
Right.
We love it. We keep on going. It's something that we enjoy.
I'll be in Delaware with guys that you saw last Saturday, like the world champion down there, DCW, Eric.
See from the classics. We will go, if HOH is not on that day, we will go and check out other shows.
Yeah.
Well, Eric from the classics will take on Swayze. You know him as Chuck Payne. And I'm sorry. We'll take on Corey Castle.
Corey Castle.
Stay on Corey Castle. Swayze, Chuck Payne will take on Zach Connor in a loser leaves DCW match. Mr. Ula La will be there. The Punk Rock All-Stars and much, much more. It's going to be a great show. Great night down there in Dover at a VFW. No clue. It's my first time there. But it's going to be fun.
If we want to talk about the show we were at... You hated that one match.
Which one?
Oh my god,
I was ready to kill them. I had to walk outside.
Freeway?
I had to walk outside.
Which match? So,
the guy with the bigger fro than me versus the guy from Las Vegas.
God.
Oh
my
Nick
god.
Nick Burke versus
Oi! Dude, you were going to start a riot with me. You're not going to win. Don't even
Matthias
try.
Samson. Now, let me tell you. Great match. Two great people. Nick Burke has been around for almost 20 years wrestling. Matthias.
It was supposed to be a comedy match.
Right.
So
that was a bathroom break for me.
There was two comedy matches that night because you had two legends that night. You had the Blue Meanie take on Mr. Ooh La La.
And the funny thing is, I never watched Mr. Ooh La La.
Freaking hilarious.
Dude's hysterical. Brings out freaking,
and especially when he had
French bread, it was kind of funny.
Especially when he had Chris from TNA, one of the head refs from TNA, was there Saturday night refereeing with us. Dance.
Yes.
Badly, but he danced.
But
we're
supposed to dance badly.
Yes.
I think badly is an understatement, personally.
It was a great night. So not only do we have VCW March 24th, we have Capital Wrestling in North Jersey. We have ECWA in Atlantic City with Booker T and Shockwave the Robot. Another great guy to look at. You also have House of Hardcore with the second round of the Twitch tournament.
Ooh.
And in the main event, Tommy Dreamer will take on Nick Aldis for the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Now, the other thing I wanted to get at, not only will this match happen, but there's a big, huge show coming up in Shanghai, March 30th or 31st.
Shanghai, where?
China.
Okay, how are we going
to
get there?
No. It's not that.
You pay for
where,
it.
Hang on. Where Nick Aldis, the NWA World Champion, will take on none other than Colt Cabana.
Okay, Colt's out there. I like the other gimmick he had in WWE, but...
Scotty Goldman?
No, that was
I wonder if he has any relation to Duff.
No, that was horrible. See, back then, WWE loved, like, screwing people's names up.
Right, like Trent Beretta and all that when he brought them in.
Yeah. What's next on my list of topics? But how much did they raise?
That show?
Was there a final number?
I didn't get a final number, but I know we had almost 780 was the people count.
That's not bad.
So we raised a lot of money.
That's good.
At least...
And I mean,
yeah, you can tell the story if you want to tell the story.
If you're on,
about me not knowing it's a Catholic school.
That's my story. Don't you dare take my thunder.
No, let me. The show was last Saturday night, March 3rd, at St. John Newman Marie Grady High School in South Philadelphia.
Go ahead. So, DB and myself were front row watching the entire time, and they had a superstar come out, long hair, beard. So, DB...
Corey Castle?
I believe so. And Matt, he said, he looks like Jesus, so he started yelling.
He was from California. It was a skinny dude.
Anyway, but either way, so DB decides to take it upon himself to start making Jesus jokes and calling him Jesus and saying Jesus isn't real. I turn around to look at him and say, dude, you're in a Catholic high school.
You didn't see when you walked in the front door?
No, he is in a Catholic high school telling people that Jesus isn't real, and there's students in the crowd.
Man.
Literally, all the daggers were pointing at him, and I literally turned to him like, dude, you gotta stop.
No. SummerSlam all over with me and him. I'll tell that story.
I'm surprised I wasn't Burn the Heretic.
No. But I stopped him before he could say that.
No, I'll tell you the SummerSlam.
It kept on going.
No.
The whole night was different.
I'll tell you my SummerSlam story.
I told the kid to shut the fuck up. Yeah, you did. You told a little kid to shut the
fuck up. I gotta honestly say... The guy in the main event last Saturday night, Chuck Payne and Breaker Morant. Breaker Morant was the guy that helped run the show. Breaker, I have known for the better part of 20 years, and I look forward to this show every year to work it. Not only the crowd, but the people, the food, everything was an amazing night. And
Wait, was it hashtag catering?
No, but he did talk about it because the Blue Meanie was there. Shirts are coming.
Shirts are coming. Hashtag catering.
And you'll hear about it first right here on the Instagram podcast.
Dude, I'm like big on that shirt. I want that shirt. It's my livelihood.
That's great. I'll tell it later.
Well, go ahead. Tell the story.
Yeah, you know how when you went to SummerSlam 2 years ago when you said the whole Brooklyn crowd, I hope Enzo hits the ropes wrong again, and the entire city of Brooklyn turned their head at him and wanted to kill him.
You should have just let them do it.
No, because then I had to drive. Because I literally drove us from Delaware all the way to Brooklyn. So, literally, I really didn't want to see him get killed.
Dude, it's not my problem that Brooklyn New Yorkers can't drive. No. They're always angry.
Yeah. What does that got to do with Enzo hitting the ropes wrong and almost dying?
Enzo
again.
Have another concussion.
But
Enzo versus the ropes.
So,
Enzo versus the ropes.
Well, Enzo's in jail right now, I think, for rape.
So, it looks like we got news about Drew... McIntyre injury report. So it looks like he's been training in the ring. Drew been out of action with a torn bicep November. Words that he might be back in April.
Just in time for Mania.
Good.
I don't think he would be at Mania. I think he could start a storyline before it.
Maybe make an appearance.
That takeover.
WWE's gonna like work with him slowly and not throw him in there really fast and
screw
everything up.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to bring up ideas. Thinking, you know, you're wearing a Baron Corbin shirt, huh?
Yes, I am. I know the Lone Wolf is in the main event tonight at Fastlane, the six pack challenge for the WWE Championship.
Of course, he did not pick him to win the match.
I did not pick him to win the match, but I mean, I like Corbin's character.
Same here.
We could change it.
No, we don't need to change it. No, just about. I'll tell you in 5 minutes if I want to change it. How about that? Because I know the pre-show starts in 2 minutes, so we are good to go with that. But I like Corbin as an in-ring performer, and plus, his shirt is pretty badass.
Yeah, it is.
It is a cool shirt. I wish he was better wrestler than the shirt, but hey.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be times where it's like you're at the top of your game and then you might have like one or two messes up. It happens to everybody, no matter who your favorite wrestler of all time is. I mean, my favorite wrestler of all time is Sting, and there's times where he's
same with the Undertaker.
Has ups and downs.
Same with Taker. He was my favorite wrestler. He had his ups and downs.
I mean, let's take a look now. You have like my favorite female competitor we all know is Ruby Riott, hence my name, Ricky Riott. And, you know, she's made a great impact, then slowed down for a little bit, and tonight she's going to prove the entire world wrong when she dethrones the Blue Queen and becomes your new SmackDown Women's Champion.
Okay. So, did George put his picks in yet?
Not that I've seen, no.
Does anybody got his number?
Just you.
Just you.
He has his
call number. Live. Are we still on?
Yeah, we're live. Yeah. I want to call.
Let's, so. Let's...